Hi again. So this is similar to the last presentation, except for this one we focused on just individuals with chronic conditions. So a little background. We've seen a shift, as we all know, from infectious diseases to chronic diseases, and this is especially in high-income countries. Chronic diseases currently accounts for more than 60% of total global mortality, and it is among the leading causes of death. According to the CDC, chronic diseases are the primary cause for both mortality and daily disability within the U.S., and there's roughly 133 million people being impacted by at least one chronic condition. This burden is felt most strongly in low-income and minority populations, and is predicted to rise to 157 million individuals with chronic conditions by year 2020. Heart disease and cancer combined constitutes 48% of all mortality rates. Over 84% of all healthcare expenditures are also for chronic conditions, and individuals with chronic condition constitutes roughly 50% of the population. So we're spending 84% of healthcare dollars on 50% of the population. Health behaviors and social determinants of health have a significant impact on predicting chronic diseases. Most chronic conditions are preventable through lifestyle changes such as physical activity, dietary, lifestyle changes, things like that. Self-management is essential to be able to successfully perform these necessary lifestyle changes, and it allows for and encourages the individual to perform these lifestyle modifications. But self-management is particularly difficult with those who have chronic conditions. Minorities specifically are less likely to effectively manage their chronic illnesses. Confidence in one's ability to manage health also plays a large role in self-management. As I mentioned earlier, those who lack confidence to manage their health have lower odds of performing management activities. So health information seeking behavior, as I've said before, has been found to increase one's confidence that they can manage their health. With increased confidence, individuals are much more likely to perform self-management activities, such as keeping up with regular doctor visits and things like that. That all of these in turn improve their overall health status. And this could be key to improving the health of individuals with chronic conditions, because the performance of self-management activities are important for actually keeping these chronic conditions well managed. It begs us to actually look at health IT as a means of improving health for this population, specifically those with chronic conditions. So, our study sought to explore the relationship between health information seeking and its impact on confidence to manage chronic conditions and healthcare interactions. Again, data was drawn from the 2007 Health Tracking Household Survey, which is a survey conducted by the Center for Studying Health System Change. It's a nationally represented sample of non-institutionalized individuals, and it was administered via telephone. Our analytic sample consisted of 6,724 men and women, all between the ages of 18 and 65. Again, only respondents who indicated that they had a healthcare encounter in the past 12 months were included, and then also those who indicated that they had a diagnosed chronic condition. Our dependent variables are all different. We have four different outcome variables that all capture and assess different aspects of participants' confidence to manage their health. Participants were asked if they agreed, strongly agreed, disagreed, or strongly disagreed with the following questions. I'm confident that I can take actions that will help prevent or minimize symptoms or problems associated with my health. I'm confident that I can tell when I need to get medical care and when I can handle a problem myself. I'm confident I can tell a doctor concerns I have, even when he or she does not ask. And I'm confident I can follow through on medical treatments I need at home. And the model was developed separately for each outcome variable. Our main independent variables were health information seeking, which is a dichotomous yes or no variable. Did you seek health information from the listed sources within the past 12 months, and then race was also included to measure differences in confidence across those three different races, white, African Americans, and Hispanics. Our study was guided by Anderson and Adai's behavioral model of health services, which I mentioned earlier. It says that healthcare services is a function of three different factors: predisposing, enabling, need factor. Predisposing factors are those that, again, occur before the onset of illness. Enabling factors permit or impede the use of healthcare services, and need factors are an individual's view of their own health. We controlled for the listed factors as according to that model. Descriptive statistics and logistic regression analysis was performed using Stata 12. The sample was weighed to represent the U.S. population, and the descriptive statistics was assessed across gender. The response to the outcome variables, the four mentioned earlier, those four questions about your confidence, was collapsed into a dichotomous agree or disagree variable, and binary logistic models were developed for each outcome variable separately that shows the odds of agreeing to feel confident in each outcome as a function of independent variables, and odds ratio and 95% confidence intervals were also provided. So just a little demographics. This is showing race of our participants. First, let's talk about gender. Roughly, the sample was 40% male and 60% female. And then overall, that's including both genders, the population was 80% white and 11% African American. And women made up a large portion of the minority population within the study. This is showing the age of our participants. Most of the study population, about 63%, were in the last three age groups. That's ages 45 to 54, 55 to 64, and ages 65 and above. Women tended to be younger than men in the study. This is showing the educational level of our participants. Most of the study population, about 89%, had at least a high school education. 32% had college and postgraduate education, and women in the study tended to be less educated than the men included in the study. About 70% of the study population was married, with women being more unmarried than men when compared to the men in the study. And most of the overall sample had a usual source of care. This was about 87% had a usual source of care, and both men and women had roughly the same rates of either having a usual source of care or not having a usual source of care. And now Caress will present the results.
Thank you, Markeisha. Just want to briefly go through our models to show you what was significant and not significant. So as you can see, for our first model, confidence to take action to prevent or minimize symptoms, we see that African Americans had 72% lower odds of being confident in comparison to white Americans. Here we also see that people that were married had 1.5 times, were 1.5 times more likely to be confident than those who were not married. And if you look, scroll down a little bit further, we see that those who did not have a usual source of care were had 63% lower odds of being confident than those who did have usual source of care. And then we also have the variable of perceived health status, where we see those who perceive their health as poor or fair had 30% lower odds, and those who perceive their health as good had 57% lower odds than those who perceive their health as very good or excellent. In our second model, confidence to get medical care and can handle health problems. Here we see that health information seeking was significant. However, those who sought health information had 78% lower odds of being confident than those who did not seek health information. Again, we see our race ethnicity variable was significant, in which African Americans had 69% lower odds and Hispanics had 49.7% lower odds than those who were white Americans. Gender was significant in this model. We see that females have 1.7 times more likely to be confident than males. Those who are married have 1.5 times more likely to be confident than those who are not married. And then we saw in this model that those who were uninsured had 56% lower odds than those who had public health insurance. And again, we saw that those who did not have usual source of care had 68% lower odds of being confident than those who did have usual source of care. And finally, again, we see here that those who perceive their health as poor or fair had 46% lower odds than those who perceive their health as excellent or good. Our third model was cost to tell doctor concerns even when they do not ask. And here we see that health information seeking was significant. However, again, we see that those who sought health information had 71% lower odds of being confident than those who did not seek health information. And here we saw that our education variable was significant, in which those who had less than high school education had 59% lower odds, those who had high school education had 61% lower odds, and those with some college had 67% lower odds than those who had a college or postgraduate degree. Uninsured individuals, again, had 57% lower odds than those who have public insurance, and again, those who did not have mutual standards of care had low odds of being confident. We also found that as age increased, confidence to tell doctors' concerns increased. And finally, we saw that, again, those who perceived their health status as poor had lower odds of being confident. So in our final model, confidence to follow through on medical treatment at home, limited variables were coming up significant. Again, we see those who were married had higher odds. Again, those with no mutual source of care, again, had lower odds. Again, here we saw that as age increased, confidence to follow through a medical treatment at home was significant. And finally, those who perceived their health as poor or good had lower odds of being confident. So overall, what our results are showing that for all four of our models, only two had health information seeking that was significant. And as the literature suggests, is that the more health information you sought, the more likely people to be confident to manage your health. However, our results are showing our contrasting results, and we contributed to other studies that we found that people who are seeking health information have actually found it to be challenging to find useful information. It all depends on the sources you're using, as Dr. James said earlier, if you're using the television, the internet, friends, family, or web, and it depends on how you perceive those status. So if you go into a family member or a friend, are you going to a friend who's actually going to give you credible information? If you are searching internet, what type of keywords are you using in your sources when you're searching? So all this actually attributes to the fact that if you're finding information and people are saying that they're actually finding it frustrating because they're not finding credible and enough information to manage their health. So as stated, we see that some racial ethnic groups have lower odds of being confident in managing their health. This coincides with the literature showing that African Americans face greater challenges in managing their asthma and high blood pressure, as well as Hispanics have exhibit poorer glycemic control than their white counterparts. So this is really just adding to literature what it's saying, and what it's showing us that we need to perform additional research to really get a thorough understanding of what's really going on. Is it because there are certain cultural behaviors or the sources you are seeking? Are you more likely to go to your friends or your family members or certain websites when you're Googling as well to really influence? So additional research is needed to just get a better understanding of what's really going on across these groups. So just quickly, additional variables that were coming up extremely significant in all of our different models was marriage, which is actually expected as because the fact that you have someone with you, they're able to help you manage, you know, encourage you to perform the activities you need to perform. Remember to take your medication and carve out time within your schedule to perform these activities. So this is what we expected to see, as well as the fact that individuals with no usual source of care were less likely because it shows the importance of accessing healthcare services as well as performing routine visits in order to get the update of what your health status is and remind of what you need to be doing in order to manage your health. Finally, those who perceive their health as poor or fair, we expected them to have lower odds as well because additional studies have shown that your confidence influences not only your perceived status as well as your behavior. So this coincides with the literature showing the importance of being confident to manage your health. So our studies without limitations. As stated earlier, this is a cross-sectional data, thus we are not able to determine a cause relationship between our variables. Secondly, as stated before by Markeisha, this data was collected through telephone survey, so it allows to say that we might have recall bias. There are several variables that we omitted. One, as stated, Dr. James, is health literacy, which is actually a determinant of health. Several more are the patient-physician interaction, which can influence the patient's confidence in being able to talk to the physician and communicate their health needs. Additional ones such as stress that if you are already managing your responsibilities as an adult, you have a job, you might have a family member, you have all these responsibilities, and then on top of that, managing your condition could be actually very stressful. So that is a variable we did not take into consideration, but we are mindful that it could significantly influence how they're managing their health. And finally, we are not knowledgeable of exactly what sources they're using. We don't know if they went to a family member, was it a mother, was it a sister, and how credible they are, were they a physician. So that type of information could actually significantly influence their ability to manage their health. So in conclusion, we saw that health information seeking and race significantly influence confidence to manage chronic diseases about our patients. And what it just really means overall is the fact that we need to make sure that we are engaging our patients and making sure that they're understanding the condition, make sure that we're asking them questions and just mainly direct them to the appropriate resources in order to manage their health. So overall, that is just our overall conclusion, that it's just mainly important to make sure that we're engaging them, figuring out what's really going on, making sure that all questions are really answered. Here is a list of our references. Just want to say thank you to Dr. Keith Elder, our mentor, for his input and help with this.